Okay, good evening, everybody. Tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to finish Simen Shin Yud Beis and begin Simen Shin Yud Gimel. So we are up to this page 234, Kuf Yud Zayin and Beis. We are up to Si'if Tes. So says the Shulchan Aruch, again, these are the halachas about using a bathroom on Shabbos. So Asuli Panos Bestay Nir B'Shabbos. One is not allowed to go to the bathroom on a plowed field on Shabbos. Shema Yavalash V'Yigumos, because you might come to even out the holes in the field, the unevenness of the field. V'mayistei Chaveru Afilu B'chal Asur. If it's not your field, but somebody else's field, it's also to do even on a weekday, because you're going to trample on his plowed field and you're going to ruin it. Says the Mishaburus of Kan Chavdal, stay near, he saw the Shinachrashas from Medes Azria. It's a plowed field that's ready to be planted. So there are all sorts of holes and ditches in the field at that point, because that's where you're supposed to stick the seeds to plant. Gumos. So we're afraid you might take a chunk of earth, a clod of earth, and throw it into one of the gumos. And we know the halacha is that if you have a clod of earth that you throw into a hole in the ground, so if it's in a field, you're chayiv for a choresh, and if it's in a house, you're chayiv mishum bona, because you're fixing the floor of the house, and therefore it's a violation of bona, and it's in the field because you're evening out the karka and making it better for Zriya. So that's going to be aser. See if yud. Avanim gadol shem tzadnos on kamin moshev chalul v'yosh maleim besadus makom imyuchal lebeis hakisei. If you set up two rocks to create a hollow space in between them and you sit on top of those two rocks as a form of a toilet, like a beis hakisei, mutul letzadadon, you're allowed to set up those rocks. V'yafel gav de binyan arayu, and even though it's a binyan aray that you're constructing, lo gazer barabanim, we're not gozer on such a binyan arai for the sake of kavod abrios. He said that's only if these rocks were designated for this purpose from before Shabbos. But if it's just stam rocks that you take, then they're muktza. And while it's true that we allow tiltul muktza of rocks for using the bathroom, that's only to wipe oneself. We never allowed that for setting up a toilet. So it has to be that you solve the muktza problem, and over here it's just a binyan arai problem, and that we're going to be making mishum kavod abrios. Letzadadan, haynu lahamira defanu shemikana mikan. Letzadadan means to set up the two sides of it. Avlaniach even the maila al shtehen aser mishum oel. But to then put a stone on top of both of them, that's going to be aser for making an oel. After oel arayu, even though it's only a temporary oel, kain kasumagin avram. Avali rab mar morchai matirin gam bezeh. Avali rab and the mar morchai are makel on that as well. So if I'm not sure why that would be an effective toilet if there's a rock on the top, but I guess a smaller rock or a rock with a hole in it, I don't know, I'm not sure exactly how that would work, but that's the question of whether it's a violation of making an ohel. Okay, so Simen Shin Yud Gimel, today we're going to begin but not finish Si'if Aleph. Pekak HaChalon, if you have a window shutter, kigon luach, like a board of wood, or shar kol dover shesosmen bo chalon, anything else that they shutter a window with, yucholim l'sasma afilu ameno kosher, you're allowed to close the window with it, even if it's not tied on to the window. So you're taking an independent piece of wood and you're sticking it in the window. We don't say that this is like you're adding to a binyan kavua. It's going to be mutter. But that's only if you're ready at kavana from before Shabbos to use it for this purpose. Let's pause to take a look at the Mishnah Berurah. Sivkat Nalf, Pekaka Chalon, Vafilu al Aruba Shabagag Shari, even on a skylight, it's Mutar. Veinu Nechshav La Oel, it's not called an Oel, the Oel Kvar Asu, because you already have an Oel. Ukshapoka Koeinu al Mosif al Oel. When you fill in the skylight, you're just being Mosif on an existing Oel. Dain Shemachasa Achal Shoebol, you're just filling in the hole that's in the middle of the Oel. Vagamu Arai, plus it's temporary. Haria Levi Kosav, Dadi Sabashah, that which the Gemara says that they shuttered up a window to prevent Tumah from going from one room to the other on Shabbos, that's prior to the death of the guy, because then it's just adding on to an ol aray, and it's not yet a tikkun when the guy is still alive because there is no Tumah yet. But if the guy is already dead and then you shutter the window window between the two rooms to prevent the tumah from going through, that's a real tikkun. So that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. V'amagin Avram cholik alav asover dezelo mikri misakin da kelim shayu b'tochu kvar nitmu v'enimol ala bashal yitama kol asher yachar kach ba'abayis. But the Magen Avram says, what are you talking about? That's not a tikkun. Whatever kelim were in that room before you shuttered the window, even if the guy's already dead, those kelim are already tameh. So shuttering the window doesn't make them tar. The only thing it will do is it will prevent new kelim that are brought into the room from becoming tameh. That's not a tikkun. That's preventing later damage. Ubishari tshuva mitzadid ka Magen Avram ayin prima gadim. Shari tshuva says that the Magen Avram is correct. So two opinions as to whether shuttering a window to prevent tumah that is already there from continuing to go through that hole. Two opinions whether that's called misakin or not, and it seems that it's not. V'lo amrinan. So we said, and we don't say that it's like Mosif al Abinyan when you shutter a window. Kivin shadarko b'kach liftoach v'liskor tamid v'ayin beralacha. Because anything that's darko b'kach, to open and close all the time, that's not going to be considered a binyan. You know, the example we always use is that you open and close a door. It meets every criteria of binyan ustira to open and close the door. So why are you allowed to open and close the door on Shabbos? Because it's darko b'kach. It's derech tashmisho. It's meant to always be open and closed, and therefore that's not considered a significant malacha. V'hu sheyachshuv sivkaton gimel. We said that that's only if you had already planned on Erev Shabbos to use it for this purpose. V'zemani afilu m'lo neshtamish bo adayin me'olam l'zeh. And that it, having kavana that you want to use this as a window shutter works even if it never was used as a window shutter. V'kol shkein neshtamish bo mekvar afilu rak pam echad. T'kvar yard aleim toras kliv lo tzorach su afilu machshava. Certainly if you've actually used it as a window shutter, that's for sure good enough to take away the muktzah status and to be able to use it. Vida. And even this requirement that you had to have planned on using it from Erev Shabbos is the kind of material that you would shutter a window with forever. I mean, let's say there was a house fire or something, so they shutter the windows with wood, right? So they use wood, they don't use cloth. So if it's something that clearly was only meant as a very temporary thing, then you don't even need to have das on Erev Shabbos to use it for that purpose. Says the Shulchan Aruch further now, three lines from the bottom, the kanish is kinu lios noel bo, ein tzarch shikshrenu bedelas, a pole that they want to use to lock a door with, you don't have to tie it onto the door. Mikol makom dami lebinyan yoser mipkaka chalon, but still, it's a little bit more like binyan than a window shutter. Velo sagi b'machshava shiachshav lov me'atmol, it's not enough that you had kavana or machshava to use it from the previous day, but you have to have particularly been masakin it for this purpose. What does that mean? So l'rashi, haynu sheyisaknenu l'shem kli sheyroi l'shem tashmish sheyroi l'hapich pozesim olif tzoba bo egozim. According to Rashi, it means that you took that kana, that rod, and you had prepared it on Erev Shabbos to be a usable kli in other contexts, to crush olives with or something like that. U'l'rabbeinu tam, ein tzorach sheyroi l'davar achar el kivin shetiknu v'asba ma'is. Rabbeinu Tam doesn't go that far. You don't have to prepare it to be usable for something else, just that you prepared it to be used for this purpose. And the Rama adds, "Umikri al dekach klisha melachta leheter," and therefore it becomes a klisha melachta leheter to lock a door with. Umutul etaltul kumen shemshal el simshin chesiv dalid, and the halacha is a klisha melachta leheter. You're allowed to be metaltel. So let's see the Mishnah Berura sivkat and dalid sheskino haynu shetoch ba'itzal adelus bekosel. We're talking about the rod that locks the door, that you stick next to the door into the wall. And it's similar to, we're going to see soon, I mean not tonight, tomorrow night, a neger, which is another type of thing that they would use to bolt a door. That just like we said by the window shutter, it doesn't need to be tied on to the house in order to shutter the window. It could even be a separate independent piece. So also, when it comes to this kana, it could be an independent piece. But it needs sheisaknenu lekach, that you had designated it, you had prepared it for this. That since you were masaking it, it now is considered a kli, not just a rod, and it's not a binyan. Rak de l'Rashi bina davk she roy lishum tash mashachar the rabbeinu tam in tzark she eskenenu el linol bol de bezenami yesh toris kliya leviyotzu b'toris binyan. It's just that the machlokas between Rashi and rabbeinu tam is, does it need to be usable for something else? That Rashi says it needs to be usable for something else. Rabbeinu tam says not that way. Rabbeinu tam leisa tzark yesh lahakel rabbeinu tam dechein sas mashulchan aruch lebesim shulches sevyod. Even though the shulchan aruch here just quotes two opinions, in Simon Shinches he only quotes Rabbeinu Tam, and therefore the Isatzorech we could be makil like the Rabbeinu Tam. And then we said Umikri de Malechas Ani'ila Hu Leheter, that it's called the Klisha Melachta Leheter because locking a door is heter. It's a heter use. Al Yedekach Aval Kana Shemoskin Bozesim, but a rod that you use to crush olives with Afal Pishenol and Bo, even though you also use that rod to lock your door, Mikri Melachta Leheter. That's called Melachta Leheter. Since primarily it's used to crush olives, and that's aser to do on Shabbos, even though you also use it as a lock, that's called the klisha melachta le'iser. So to review what we learned tonight, we said that you're not allowed to go to the bathroom in a plowed field because you might be mashve gumos, and if it's someone else's field, you're not allowed to trample on it anyway. And then we said that if you have rocks that you want to set up as a base hakiseh, provided that they're not muktzah because they've been designated for such use, you're allowed to do that on Shabbos because of kavod abrios. We're not gozer on the binyan element of it mishum kavod abrios. Although there's a machlokas achronim whether you're allowed to put the stone on top, whether that's going to be a violation of ohel. And then we said that to use a window shutter, even if it's not attached to the home, is going to be mutter. It's not called mosif al binyan, provided that you had already thought before Shabbos to use this as a window shutter. We had two dayos in the Mishnah Brura whether shuttering a window between a room that has a mace and another room is going to be considered tikkun and problematic. But Magen Avraham said it's not problematic because whatever is tame, whatever is going to be tame from that mace already is tame. And then the last thing we learned was about the rod that they would use to lock a door. So you need to be misakin it for that purpose. From Erev Shabbos. Machlokas Rashi Rabbeinu Tam, what that means. Rashi says that you have to make it ra'oi to use for some other tashmish, and Rabbeinu Tam says no, just to designate it that you want to use it to lock the door with, and that's a klisha melachta leheter, which is therefore going to be mutter betiltel as well. So, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we will continue in Se'if Aleph. Everyone have a wonderful evening.